Tashina, you asked me a question, and I'm gonna give you an answer. The question that you asked me was, what is an IBU? And I'm talking like Bob Dylan! And the answer is, an IBU is an International Bitterness Unit Scale. What it does is they measure it on a scale of Jamila Kazi, who's my adorable daughter cat, to Country Song Ex-Wife. That's the bitterest of them all. Or Sammy. So actually, yeah, so I got this fucking phone call from a Trappist monk in Antwerp. And he was all like, oh, excuse me, monsieur. I would like to talk to you about the International Bitterness Unit. And the conversation that we had ended up in my explaining that there were two extremes of bitterness. On the one hand, you have Sammy, truculent, combative, warlike, you know, kind of like Achilles with a hangover. And on the other hand, you have Jamila, sweet, adoring, sitting by my side right now. I'm with you, Kashina. Well, she's going to be sitting by my side. And yes, there she is, because I just called her. And that's because she's the opposite of bitter. Anyway, that's how they measure beer. IPAs and double IPAs, shit like that, with a lot of hops. Fucking bitter as shit. Bitter like rejection! Other beers, I don't even know how the fuck to pronounce this. But, Aventius by Schneider Weiss? Sweet as sin. So, you know, because it has a lot of malt and not a lot of hops. I think hops were introduced into beer significantly later. Which is why we get the IPA name, because it's an Indian pale ale. And I think it was hops were introduced to preserve the beer so that they'd last on the journey to India or some shit like that. But so older beer styles aren't as hoppy. They'll have some hops, but they're not going to be hopped up on speed like a crack whore with a dagger. Or a bunny rabbit, which also is hopped up. Get it? Anyway. I prefer beers with low IBU because I like them sweet, baby, sweet like a smile. But I think the general consensus, especially in the West, is that IPAs are preferable. So I don't know what that says about your fucking coast, young lady. Just means you need to get the fuck over to Boston. Alright, I think BP wants to say something, but I can't really go through the ether, right? Bye.